This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on The Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I very much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And that's all I ever ask you to do, right? Just be part of the solution and don't spew the party line. Do not make me nuts. I know where you live. You know what I'm saying? No, seriously. Don't just be the party line. Get informed. Understand what it is you're speaking about. Find your little niche and use that to fight the left. Really serious about it. Anyway, always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, you know, we've been following these stories about voter fraud and such, God, forever. And there was one organization in particular that I've been affiliated with, we'll say, over the years. And they have done a fantastic job. All right? I mean, not kind of sort of a good job. They've done a fantastic job in cleaning up the vote. Truing the vote, as we used to call it. To the point now where judges are forcing almost 2.5 million voter rolls to be cleaned up. Linda Payne is with the Election Integrity Project in California. She's going to join me later on to give us an update on how to make your vote count. Really count. Not just going to the voter poll and checking a box. Because that may not count either. You'd be surprised. We'll talk more about that after the break. But I want to get into something about the Senate race. I mean, the Senate impeachment hearings. And what's been bothering me is watching what's going back and forth between Republicans and who's right, who's wrong, and the team that the president put forward. And we still have people on the Republican side. Not that I'm worried or concerned that the president's going to be removed, because I'm not. Let's get that straight. But I am concerned that we have a bunch of Republicans that are appeasing and not following the strict law or the strict guidelines of the Constitution on this. Now, you know that there's been anti-Republican people out there. And when I say people, I mean even from within the Republican Party. I don't want to call them forces. That just sounds like, you know, like they're lined up with guns and everything else. And they've been going after President Trump. They ignore the fact that the last thing the Democrats have been concerned about. Because, you know, we're always, they're screaming about, I told you, they didn't find the Constitution until President Trump got elected. Then somebody pulled one out of a drawer, blew the, don't make fun of me, drawer, blew the dust off it, and started reading it. Right? And all of a sudden, they're worried about foreign interference. And I say all of a sudden because if you really think about Democrat history, they have welcomed foreign interference for years, decades even. Now remember, some of you who can still remember, the 1996 Democratic campaign finance controversy. Remember that? Involving the Chinese-American businessmen? Right? Some of whom were shown to have made repeated visits to where? Anybody know where? The Clinton White House. So here we have, you know, Chinese, well, I don't know, nationals making regular trips to the White House. And when you started seeing where the money was going and who was tied to, you know the old joke, follow the money? Now, China at the time denied that any lobbying by any of its people was going on, including campaign contributions. None of that was happening. Because you can only make campaign contributions to a president by U.S. citizens. Right? And there are some categories of permanent residents. So you find out that Clinton got all this money in from outside sources. Remember, it happened to Obama too, right? Now, Clinton was impeached, but had nothing to do with any of those scandals. Nothing. Strictly had to do right with lying to Congress, lying to the FBI. The media didn't care about the scandals that broke. Not a one. The LA Times and a few others wrote about it. Paper had reported that former Democratic fundraiser Johnny Chung told federal investigators that the Chinese military intelligence chief secretly directed funds from Beijing to help re-elect President Clinton. Where is it? Where's that noise? Right? Did anybody report on that in big time? Chung was able to get repeated access to the White House. Right? Chinese bundler for all intents and purposes, who got money from the Chinese military intelligence and was given access to the White House. They sold access to the White House. Now, this was Chinese military money. That's according to the LA Times, not Joe's newspaper. This is the left-leaning LA Times, right? And they report that Chung met with the Chinese general, Ji Sheng, who had $300,000 deposited into Chung's account so that he could subsidize the Clinton campaign donations. Chung had lots of White House access, and this gave him juice, right? It gave him the ability to bring guests in and have guests that were, in essence, entertained by the president and, well, I was going to say First Lady, but let's just say Mrs. Clinton. Right? Now, remember, like Obama, the Clinton's Legal Defense Fund returned $600,000 in donations from Charlie Tree. Now, he's a former Little Rock restaurateur and friend of President Clinton. Remember, Obama had to return donations that came in from overseas. He couldn't account for them all because they were done online and not everybody filled in the paperwork. And it was a, you know, glitch in the system. Now, Charlie visited the White House 22 times. Isn't that a Democrat double standard? And Nancy Pelosi, I'm not going to say she looked the other way. I'm going to say she didn't care. Didn't raise any concerns for her. No screams. No yelling. Well, not like now. She's screaming about impeaching Trump. But she's up on the side of the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saying saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
You're going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
We are back! You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Okay, look, you got to pick up the first segment. Matter of fact, pick up the podcast or show later on, because you really have to understand. You have to know history. You have to know, you know, what got us here. And when you're hearing about, I'm just jumping right back in, people. Just work with me. So the bottom line with this is the Senate hearings, right, there's a process here. We know why, I think I know why, and many of us think we know why it took so long for Nancy to bring this forward. Right? But then you've got the impeachment, the things they're saying about Trump, about foreign interference. They forget, and you know who they are, the Democrats, they forget how much interference they brought into this, how much foreign interference they brought into this. This is why I say I have to go back and get the first segment, because we talked about the Chinese military money. Over $300,000 brought in. that was transferred from the general of in the Chinese military. Right? And how much the Clinton's legal defense fund had to return because it was overseas donations. Obama ran into the same thing. This is all double standards. The money bundler from China, he visited the White House over 22 times. Not a word. Nancy Pelosi couldn't find him, couldn't care less. She didn't care. She didn't raise any concerns. The only thing she ever screams about is impeaching Trump from day one. And what did Nancy Pelosi say when the Red Chinese military were spreading millions of dollars around to the Clinton campaign, to the DNC? Not a word. Nothing. So much for, you know, free and fair elections. Remember, there was no call from the Democrats for a special counsel like Robert Mueller. The media wasn't interested. Remember that the allegations from the 1980s that Senator Edward Kennedy, out of Massachusetts, he may have been. No. He was. He did contact the Soviets to try to get them to stop the reelection of President Reagan. They wanted him in. Remember, they made him the lion of the Senate, the lion of the party. He was the presidential candidate for the Democrats, as long as the Soviet Union, as long as the KGB could help him get in. But that doesn't count. Now we hear about the Government Accountability Office, the GAO. They're reporting and they're claiming that Trump broke the law in regard to the Ukraine incident, right? But nothing, not a word, not a sneeze about the Bidens. Right? The claims against Trump are almost exactly the same as what Vice President Joe Biden did. On videotape, and he admits to it. What do you get? Nothing. And he held, you know, they're screaming about congressional approval right now. He held congressionally approved money from Ukraine. How come he wasn't brought up in charges? And you Repubs? You guys that want additional witnesses, like, Senators Lamar Alexander and Tennessee Linda Murkowski, or Lisa, I'm sorry, Mitt Romney and so on. You know, I hope you understand what this brings forward. And how about we uphold the Constitution? Nobody really cares what you want or what you think is right. What you're doing is you're giving in to the Democrats. You're going to cause us a problem, not because we're trying to hide anything. If you stick to the rules, if you stick to the law, if you stick to the Constitution, you can't get in trouble. What the House of Representatives has done here is just destroyed the Constitution. They have just trampled all over it. They're using it for a sneeze rag, whatever. So those of you senators who just really, we need more witnesses. No, just stick to the Constitution. It's your job to do what you were elected to do. You weren't elected to do what you think might be right. You were elected to do what you swore to do, which is follow the Constitution. It's really that simple. All right? And part of the Constitution, part of what's important to us is our right to vote. We have so many countries out there, they really don't have a right to vote. Not only that, when you do vote, it really isn't your vote. They decide who they want, and that's how the count comes out each and every time. I've known this person for years, and she's great at this, and I've always appreciated the work she's done. Linda Payne, she's the president and co-founder of Election Integrity Project in California. And Linda, first of all, thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Well, thanks for having me, Joe. Good to be here.
And I love, which, first of all, tell people what the Election Integrity Project is and what it's all about.
We are a 501 nonprofit public charity that was founded in 2010, originally as a regular C corporation, with the goal of researching and understanding what's happening to elections in California, documenting where the problems are, and then working to get those problems fixed. So we had a couple of successes. It took a lot of work, but we filed our first lawsuit in 2017 when we retained Judicial Watch and sued the Secretary of State and the LA County Registrar for noncompliance with federal law. And we're now working, 2019, we've established an inquiry and analysis of 9 counties in California. We are looking at the policies and procedures they use to manage elections and process ballots because of the concerns of all the seats that were flipped in 2018. People all over the country were calling us and saying, what the heck is going on in California? How does that happen? So we decided, well, let's research and find out. So that's what we do. We work hard to establish a fair and honest election. And in 2020, we are now recruiting, training, and training teams across the state to observe and document what's happening, and we'll work with attorneys to try to stop the what appears to be manipulation of the election process. So with attorneys, we hope to stop it as it happens and prevent it from becoming what happened in 2018.
Yeah, you're going to jump on this thing before it gets too far along, is my understanding of what I'm believing, which is what you need to do. You
right.
can't let it fester. You can't let it sit out there. And while the voting, you got to be, first of all, we got to be proactive in making sure that there's integrity. You know, I was joking with somebody the other day. I said, look, if you have 10 apartment buildings, right, at your apartment complex, and on, you know, ballot day, you see that 115 ballots have been dropped in the boxes, you have a problem. You need to make a call. There's something wrong there. And people laugh, and they'll send me emails like, oh, you're joking, Joe. But I'm not joking, am I? That does happen, doesn't it?
Yeah, and we've been documenting it now for 9 years. This is our 10th year of doing the research and documenting what's happening. We've been told by our federal attorneys that our work is the best in the country. It's comprehensive. Wow. It's not just research on the data, but it's across the board. It's the connection between compliance with maintaining accurate voter rolls, with laws that actually protect the integrity of elections rather than destroy it, and then policies and procedures in the county for how they manage our elections, how they make sure that they can't be manipulated, and then how they count the ballots, how they make sure that part can't be manipulated. So that all comes together to either make it possible for we the people to have a voice in government or to destroy it.
Okay, so we're going to go for a break. When we come back, I want to talk more about some of the issues you've seen, and then we're going to talk about how to fix it, or at least how to guide yourself or guard yourself against having your vote stolen from you. Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to Real Side. Don't go far. We're talking to Linda Payne, president of the Election Integrity Project of California. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
11 United States troops were flown out of Iraq for evaluation of concussion-like symptoms in the days following the Iranian missile strike that President Donald Trump initially said caused no harm to American forces. The Pentagon's chief spokesman, Jonathan Hoffman, said Defense Secretary Mark Esper did not know of the injuries until he was told Thursday afternoon. The question of American casualties was especially significant at the time because the missile attacks results were seen as influencing a U.S. decision on whether to retaliate with Iran. Trump chose not to retaliate, and the tensions with Iran have eased since then. The Supreme Court agreed to take up the issue that could change a key element of the system America uses to elect its president. Whether the electors who cast the actual electoral college ballots for president and vice president are required to follow the rules of popular vote or free to vote as they wish. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25%? 5% savings on utility bills every month. Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
A love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
You're right.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said.
I'm sorry, I got lost in the song. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, let's get back at it because you need to learn a lot. You need to find out how to protect yourself. Linda Payne, she's the president and co-founder of Election Integrity Project California, and I've known her for years, and she's been doing great work for years. Linda, thanks for joining me tonight.
Thanks, John. Did I say John?
Joe. That's right. Hey, I'll answer anything as long as the check clears. We're good. You know what I'm saying?
So. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Well, listen, with the work that you've done, you know, I was reading an article the other day that almost 2.5 million voters so far, I don't want to call them fake voters or what have you, problem voters, we'll put that, registrations, are now being looked at, could be purged from the rolls. Do you have any kind of estimation as to what you think there is out there as far as how many bad registrations, voter registrations?
Well, I do, and it's complex, and that's why it's hard for just a simple, quick look at it to find it. But here's what we've documented. In 2017, we documented that California had 3 to 4 million more people on the voter rolls than there were eligible people to vote. They were listed as inactive, and they should have been removed, but they weren't removed. 1.5 million of those inactive voters were in L.A. County. That was why we filed a lawsuit and we won a settlement agreement because they had to finally admit that our documentation was so strong that they couldn't get around it. So the settlement agreement said they had to start sending out postcards to those who were inactive to verify if they still lived in the same place or if they were still alive. The good news is LA County did actually send out the cards. They sent out 1.6 million. But here's what we've learned is it's one thing to send out the cards, but then they actually have to remove those inactives. And that's where the challenge comes. And even if they do remove them, all of a sudden there's a flurry of brand new registrations. Our research has indicated some serious problems with vocal and the relationship between vocal and the DMV. And that's what we want to warn everyone about. We warned everyone about the DMV and the legislators in 2015 when they were talking about passing it. Well, they passed it. They certified it in 2016 and began using it. And the problem with the DMV is it has two defaults. So when you go to the DMV to get your real ID or do any kind of business, you are automatically re-registered, even if you're registered, or registered if you're not. But the default is that you're registered as no party preference. And the second default is that you're registered as vote by mail. So if you're a voter who's a registered Republican or Democrat, whatever it is, you're not told that you were re-registered to the default. So we are now in a presidential election. Here's why it's a problem for the Republican Party. So if Democrats are re-registered to no party preference, the Democrat Party has an open primary, so Democrat can do a crossover ballot and still vote for the presidential candidates and the central committee candidates for the Democrat Party. However, the Republicans cannot because the Republican Party is a closed party. So if you're a Republican and you're registered in person as an in-person voter, you go to the DMV, you get the real ID because you're told you have to, and then unbeknownst to you, you're switched to no party preference. But let's say in this scenario, you weren't switched to vote by mail. So you're not going to know that you were switched to no party preference until you arrive at the polls or the vote center. And once you arrive there, you're going to be told you can't be given a Republican ballot. We're already getting calls of outrage from those Republican registered voters who were actually switched to vote by mail because at least they got a postcard from the registrar's office telling them what their options are. Now, this is a federal requirement. Federal law requires the Secretary of State and the registrars to educate no party preference voters as to their options for voting, especially if they're a vote by mail ballot. So registrars all over the state sent out postcards letting them know that their options were to vote for the open primary candidates. They did not, except for San Diego County, they did not educate no party preference voters for how to vote for a Republican if they so chose. So that's where we started getting calls from people who were registered Republican. They got the card telling them that they were no party preference and they were vote by mail. And they wanted to know how in the heck did that happen. It is the DMV. So here's what EIPCA is encouraging every single voter, regardless of your party affiliation. Go to your county's website, the voter registrar's website, and check your registration. Because if it turns out you were switched, right now is the time to re-register. And if you're a Republican who wants to vote for central committee members or the president, you have to be registered Republican.
Now, Linda, I know most of what you're talking about is in California, but you know this is happening all over the country to a big degree. More and more states are going to motor voter kind of registrations, and it's getting harder and harder and harder to make sure that people truly, the person that's voting, is that person. Let's talk a little bit about how do you check your registration? How do you make sure that you're registered to vote properly? If you've never registered as an absentee voter and all of a sudden you are, I mean, that's got to throw up all kinds of flags. And here in California now, and especially in Los Angeles County, they have voter centers. They're doing away with polls. You knew that, though.
Right. These are vote centers. 14 counties will be implementing the vote center model. And we think it's a terrible idea. And here's why. The vote center model requires the registrar to send a vote-by-mail ballot out to every single person on their voter registration database. Now, our research team identified 375,000 people who are still active, who were registered to vote in 2008 or later than that. They should have already been removed because federal law says if they haven't voted in two consecutive general elections, then you have to remove them. Well, 2008 is a long time ago. So we already know from our research that those 375,000 are spread out throughout the state. We're concerned many of them are in the swing districts. they're going to send those vote-by-mail ballots out. Well, where are they going to send them to? We identified in 2014 in L.A. County that they send them to post office boxes where they harvest them. Well, back in 2014, it was illegal to harvest. But now California has passed another bad law for 2018 where ballot harvesting is legal. So those 375,000 are potentially going to be sent to post office boxes and harvested. How do we battle that? We make sure that every eligible voter is registered to vote, that they're registered to vote the way they want to vote, Republican, in person, whatever it is. And they have to do that by checking the voter registrar's website right now, because time is of the essence. Vote by mail will be sent out February 3rd. If they're going to make sure that they're registered, vote in person, and vote registered with the party affiliation that they choose, right, they go to the website right now.
All right, well, let's come back to a couple of things. One is I want to go back to, you know, voter registration, and when it comes to checking your registration, these aren't the days of old. You've got to pay attention because you're going to lose your vote. You're going to lose your ability to vote. This garbage that the left says that they want to make sure that every vote counts. No, they want to make sure every vote that they make or they want to count to count. So if you're anything other than a Democrat, if you're a decline of state, no party preference, because, you know, you've got different designations in different states, you need to check and make sure that you're registered the way you want to be before all the stuff hits the fan. I'm trying to be nice here, right? And we're not the only state, in my understanding, we're not the only state that has ballot harvesting. Do you know if that's true?
That's true. It's illegal in Arizona, but see, this comes down to bad laws. Three years ago, Arizona put a measure on the ballot, having the voters choose if they want to go to a DMV type of a law like California, and also ballot harvesting, and the voters said no. Well, the DMV law was immediately thrown into court through LULAC. And just this last week, the Attorney General of Arizona finally caved, and they're going to go ahead and let Arizona now implement the California version of the DMV. Well, the good news is the many, many people who have fled California now live in Arizona. They're familiar with what's happened. And the Arizonans, we've educated the Arizonans. We have an EIP Arizona team here, and we've made a difference.
Okay. When we come back, I want to beat this to death because I want people to understand, if they really want Donald Trump back in, if they really want their representation and they want their vote to count, they're going to have to work. Too bad. You're going to have to work for it. It's worth it. Joe Mazzini, your host, just to the Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Damon, do you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for being part of the solution and not part of the problem. Because if you're working towards fixing it, you are not part of the problem. Just don't spew the party line. You know that makes me crazy. You don't want to do that. Linda Payne joins me. She's the president and co-founder of Election Integrity Project in California. And I've known Linda for years. She's working at trying to fix the vote, make sure people understand that the only way their vote does count is if it's secure and it doesn't just go out there into the cyber world. Look, I was in computers for 20 years. I am totally against electronic voting. Totally. That's just me. I've seen people hack. I know what they can do. I know what changes can be made. It does not make me comfortable. I'd rather deal with a hanging Chad than a hanging Adam. Do you know what I'm saying? Anyway, Linda, thanks for joining me. Appreciate your time.
Thanks.
And that's the other thing. You know, you've been throwing out dates and absentee ballots and this, that, and the other. And people don't pay attention to that. They really don't lock into. But if you're a Republican or Democrat, there's always a local party or there's always one at the state level. Go hunt down their website. They usually tell you when these primaries are at, you know, when you can vote, how you can vote, and that kind of thing. But you got to be informed, correct?
Yeah, definitely in this day and age, you really have to be informed because even though Election Integrity Project California has trained 10,000 citizens in California alone over the last 9 years in 40 of our counties, we still cannot protect you individually. So the best way to protect your ability to choose who you want to govern is to take action right now, is make sure you are registered with the party affiliation that you choose and make sure you're registered in, to vote with the method you want to, unless you're in a vote center. You're not really sort of stuck. Vote center model, you're going to get a vote-by-mail ballot, but you don't have to vote with a vote-by-mail ballot. You can go to the vote center and vote in person. EIPCA recommends strongly do not vote by mail, and we've said it now for 9 years, but our documentation over the 9 years has indicated, especially in 2018, that when you vote at home, in the privacy of your home, then you get your right to vote in private. But the minute you put your vote by mail in the ballot, you give up that right to a private vote because necessarily it's going to have to be processed by other people. And our whistleblowers and our own observers have documented that signatures that match an application are oftentimes tossed out. Signatures that don't look anything like the application are kept. But in 2018, there was a law passed that allowed for signatures to be matched to an electronic version of your signature. And the version that they're using is the CMV. So your signature signed in that little four and square, if you normally have a big flare and you can't do that, well, that signature is the one they're matching to how you signed your vote by mail ballot. But let's say your ballot gets past the signature match. At that point, they have to take your ballot out of the envelope. Someone who may have a political persuasion is going to look at your ballot. They have to. They're required to see is it crushed, is it got coffee on it, whatever. And if they determine that it is, it has to go into the remake pile. Now, everyone needs to understand, if your ballot, even though you know it wasn't crinkled, there was no coffee, it should have gone through fine, but if your ballot had to be remade, it goes into another room where two people work together. One reads what you marked on your ballot. The other person has a fresh, clean ballot, and their job is to listen to what's being called out by the person reading your ballot. So imagine if the person reading your ballot doesn't like how you voted. It would be simple enough to simply say something different. Or let's say that person's honest and reads exactly what you marked, but the person marking the fresh, clean ballot doesn't like hearing what they've heard. They could mark what they want. And we know that in those counties where candidates were flipped, there were high numbers of remade. We had one county where 1,000 vote-by-mail ballots were purposely put into a machine where the machine sliced open the wrong end because the person was putting them in upside down. And even though the whistleblower attempted to correct it, nobody enforced correction. So she counted about 1,000 vote-by-mail ballots that had to be remade. How easy would that be? Now, EIPCA is training observers to observe that process this year. We are going to ensure that if they are being remade, that we observe that process and make sure that they're not being changed. But that's part of our court case. In our in-court analysis, we're asking to see the remade ballots in the 9 counties that we're doing the inquiry. We want to compare the remade ballot with the actual voter's ballot and see if they're exactly the same. We don't know who voted it because once they're out of the envelope, the name is gone. We just want to see if the procedure of those 9 counties, did they include integrity in the process? And so far we haven't seen that there's integrity in that part of the process. You know, what are they doing to make sure that nobody switches?
You actually want integrity in voting. I mean, my God, I know you're not a Democrat now. You know, I mean, seriously. No, it's even there's a lot of Republicans out there that think it's no big deal. Voter fraud is no big deal. You know, there's a couple of hundred a year, maybe even a couple of thousand among millions of votes. What's the big deal? And you know what? That's not the point. The point is, first of all, men have died. Men and women have died for your right to vote. Let's just start off with that one. Number two is, I've seen people lose by 27 votes, 30 votes, 50 votes, and even in some cases where all of a sudden, you know, they were losing by 1,000, all of a sudden they win by 300, you know, and that's a lot to make up. And I mean, that's a big deal in small races. So if you don't think your vote counts, you don't think it should be counted, then be stupid about it or be ignorant about it. You know, Linda, in California, one of the things that we learned was they tell you flippantly that if you're an absentee or a permanent absentee voter, you just go hand it in at the poll. But that's not how it works. Well, we don't have polls anymore, so that's really not how it works. But, you know, it used to be you had to go surrender that. You had to sign some paperwork, and then you could give it to them, and they would give you a regular ballot to vote with. So you were covered. You were checked. Because provisionals and absentees dropped off at polls don't necessarily all get counted, is my understanding, but I might be off.
Well, they're supposed to all be counted, but our own documentation has shown that sometimes they don't. There's a deadline by which all the provisional ballots have to be finished counted, and they can't be counted until the vote by mails are counted. So the challenge is, even if they are all counted, let's say they all made it by the deadline, the problem is that the problem is, no matter how you cut it, those ballots had to be processed by people who have a political agenda. And we've learned in 2018 there was an organization whose goal it was in their efforts to change things around was to infiltrate the poll worker system and create chaos. And our observers documented chaos in multiple counties. It was also to infiltrate the poll worker system and be part of the system. And that's what we're trying to tell people. If you vote by mail, your ballot will be processed. Hopefully it's going to be processed by an honest person or honest people if it has to be remade. But why take that risk? Go vote in person. Once you mark your ballot at the poll or the vote center and you put it in the ballot box, it's a done deal. No one's going to process it.
No, I agree with you. I know people that were there watching over the ballot counting or the recounting or what have you, and they saw signatures that just flat out didn't match. And it was very obvious and open, and they said they couldn't get the person to jump or do anything different. So, I don't know. It's quite irritating to me. We complain about it. We don't get off our butts. We don't do anything about it. Linda, where do people get more information? Do you hold seminars, training sessions, that kind of stuff? How do they find out information?
Right now, we're putting all of our effort now into educating and training and preparing people to observe the process. We're not out speaking right now because we hope to train 5,000 people in California alone. We're also training for the other primaries in Arizona, Nevada, and Arkansas. But the right now, if you would like to be part, anyone would like to be part of observing the process, they can go to our website at www.eip-ca.com and just click on Contact Us, EIP. Let us know you're interested. We're going to do some video training for counties where there aren't coordinators in place. We're going to work with coordinators, and we're still training coordinators. If you'd like to have a coordinated team in your community, let us know that. We'll get you trained so that you can help get people out to the polls or the vote centers, whatever county you're in. The important thing is observation and oversight. We are a republic, as you know, not a democracy. And we were told early on, we're a republic if we can keep it. The first way we lose it is manipulation of the election process.
Yeah, no kidding. And now they're fighting to try to get the Electoral College, well, I won't say thrown out, but they're trying to circumvent it or skirt it. And those are people that really don't understand how the process works. They don't understand how the Electoral College works and why it was put in place the way it was. You know, people don't get it.
Right. Well, and that's the lack of education.
Yep.
That is definitely education is power. Knowledge is power. We've heard that forever since I was in high school, and it's true. So become educated about how the system works. Become educated simply about how you registered.
Yep.
Make sure, register in person.
Check your registration every year like you check your bank account. You know what I'm saying? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure, Linda. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll go ahead and put your information up on the website. Make sure that people find out more and more about you. So thanks for being with me. God bless you for what you do.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yep. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back.